Dramora. Scamps. Atronax. Lesser Daedra. The great heroes of the Elder Scrolls series have earned their reputations largely through the spilling of blood, whether it be a common wolf's or a mighty archmage's. Tamriel is filled with countless foes, and many of them are classified as Daedra, ancient spirits that come in a multitude of forms and range in power from the lowest minion to the greatest of the Daedric princes. Even though it seems that all Daedra creatures originate from a time before the creation of Nirn, many of the less powerful ones choose to serve the Daedric princes for sake of protection. While there isn't a great amount of info about each of the species of Daedra, the sheer number of them makes them a topic worth discussing. First, we have Atronax, also known as the Elemental Daedra, as they are living embodiments of various elements, such as air, fire, frost, as well as more abstract concepts such as iron and shadow. Unlike many lesser Daedra, Atronax don't serve any one particular Daedric prince, and are often summoned by many conjurers as servants in battle. Each type of Atronax comes from a certain pocket realm of Oblivion, such as Flame Atronax coming from Infernus, and Storm Atronax coming from Levinus. While Atronax can potentially be summoned in any form, they most often take on a humanoid shape. Mehrunes Dagon has a large number of Daedra under his command that fill out his armies, and they come in a few different varieties. Clan Fears are among the most common type of Daedra, appearing as a bipedal lizard with a large bony crest on their heads. Fast and strong with sharp talons, they are a fearsome threat to many denizens of Tamriel. They have been seen in the service of Mehrunes Dagon, but are generally thought of as the wild animals of Oblivion. Scamps are likely the most abundant type of Daedra, and are weak, unintelligent, and cowardly. Generally, they are not a huge threat on their own, but can be a problem in large numbers. They are capable of casting fire magic and potentially reflecting spells back on enemy casters, but are most commonly used to be a pesky menace, or as messengers. Dramora are among the most intelligent and civilized of lesser Daedra, and although they often serve Mehrunes Dagon, they will also work for other Daedric princes, or on their own. The Dramora appear as both male and female, averaging around 7 feet tall, and are generally clad in spiked Daedric armor. Dramora have their own societies and clan system, and respect honor and loyalty. Most of all, however, their culture is based around war, and each Dramora is placed in a rank system based on their combat prowess. Dramora consider themselves above all other Daedra, except for the princes, and generally despise mortals unless summoned to perform a duty. The Mazkin, also known as Daedric Seducers, take on the form of scantily clad humanoids with varying skin tones. They are originally associated with Sheogorath, with some of them still guarding his realm of Oblivion, but many of them have broken away and serve a number of different Daedric princes. When Mehrunes Dagon attempted to invade Tamriel through the Imperial Battlespire, he recruited many Mazkin to fight for him. After the invasion failed, Mazkin were seen in Hyrok and Hammerfell. They've earned the name of Seducers by their habit of tricking mortals into thinking they are harmless before striking them down. The Aurels, most commonly referred to as Golden Saints, are a proud and arrogant race of Daedra that have little love for mortals, especially males. Much like the Mazkin, they are a matriarchal society, and they also serve Sheogorath as defenders of his realm. The two groups are rivals of one another, vying for Sheogorath's favor. They have also been seen on Tamriel, such as in Morrowind, or wherever Sheogorath commands. Daedroths are another reptilian form of Daedra, larger and more ferocious than Clanfears, who most commonly serve the Daedric prince Molag Bal. Daedroths kill with their large jaws filled with sharp teeth, their claws, and are also capable of using some magic such as poison spells or shielding themselves. Despite their allegiance to Molag Bal, the Daedroths are much like the Clanfears and are utilized by many Daedric princes. Hungers are extremely gaunt Daedra with a horrifying appearance, including a large round mouth and a long tongue. They are capable of disintegrating their enemies' armor and weapons, and also know some spells. Despite being known as servants of Boethia, Sheogorath allows them to roam his realm of oblivion. Also seen in Sheogorath's realm, once every era, are Jigalag's minions, the Knights of Order. With bodies formed of a strange crystal, these forces serve as Jigalag's primary troops during the Grey March event in the Shivering Isles. Interestingly, even though mortals would consider them Daedra based on our limited definitions, one source suggests that they are something else entirely. Hermaeus Mora employs two different types of Daedra to guard his realm of Apocrypha: tentacled seekers and amphibious lurkers. Seekers are capable of becoming invisible and moving very quickly. In combat, they launch magical attacks and create a weaker, temporary clone of themselves to aid them. While roaming Apocrypha, they will often be seen conjuring books from thin air and reading. Lurkers are large, fish-like humanoids that are primarily located in Apocrypha, but have also been seen wandering the island of Solstheim. In combat, they will attack with swipes of their hands or stomp on their opponents with their long legs. They are also capable of bringing out harmful tentacles from their feet or mouths, and can spit acid from afar at opponents. With the additional ability to regenerate their health, lurkers make for a dangerous foe. Malakath's Daedric servants are the Ogrim, large, brutish, and dim-witted creatures that make up for their lack of intelligence with their massive fists and scaly flesh. Despite being associated with Malakath, supposedly, they are sent by a number of Daedric princes to Tamriel in order to menace its denizens for their own amusement. Mephala's servants are the Spider Daedra, a hybrid of a large spider body and legs, and a humanoid head and upper body. They are regarded as being fierce and irrational, to the point that they cannot be truly trusted to do as they are asked when called upon. This does make them a dangerous opponent, however, especially since they are capable of summoning smaller spiders to assist them. They have been seen in the service of other Daedric princes due to their ferocity. Winged Twilights are Azura's servants and messengers, appearing as female humanoids with bat-like wings, a pointed tail, and blue skin. They are resistant to most spells, and can also reflect spells. The Zivalai, while appearing similar to the Dremora, are potentially the strongest of the lesser Daedra, capable of devastating strikes, absorbing hostile spells, casting fire and shock spells, and summoning Clanfears to aid them. They seem to lack the society and culture of the Dremora, but make up for it by being among the deadliest of foes, serving Mehrunes Dagon and Molag Bal. This is, of course, just a small part of the hordes of enemies that one can encounter throughout the Elder Scrolls series, and many of these were left out of the fifth game in the series, Skyrim. While Skyrim decided to introduce multiple new types of threats, such as dragons, Falmer, and giants, the Daedra will likely always be one of the most consistent threats to Tamriel.